And now on Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Saturday, the 8th of February 2025. There are warnings of gales in Bailey, Faroes and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. Low East Biscay 1011, expected Portland 1019 by 1800 Saturday. Atlantic low expected just west of Seoul 1013 by same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Atsira, South Atsira, 40s. Variable 2 at first in North Atsira, otherwise easterly or southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. East or southeast 4 to 6, showers, good. Fisher, German Bight. East or southeast 5 to 7, wintry showers or rain, good, occasionally poor. Humber, Thames, Dover, White. East or southeast 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic, mainly southeast, 3 to 5 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Portland, Plymouth. Cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Biscay. Northwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar, west or northwest, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, mainly fair, good. South Fitzroy, variable 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6 later, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. North Fitzroy, Seoul. Variable 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic 5 to 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later in Seoul. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. East or northeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 until later. Showers, good. Shannon. Southeasterly 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic, then northwest later 5 to 7. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides. South or southeast 5 to 7, decreasing 3 to 5. Showers, moderate or good. Bailey. South 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6 later. Rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, East Faroes. Southerly or southeasterly, veering southwesterly later, 4 to 6. Fair, then showers, moderate or good. West Faroes, East Southeast Iceland. Southerly, 6 to gale 8, veering southwesterly, 4 to 6 later. Rain or showers, moderate or poor. And West Southeast Iceland. Westerly or southwesterly, 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time. Rain or sleet, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic. Southeast 5, 16 miles, 1027, falling more slowly. Stornoway. Southeast 4, 22 miles, 1028, falling. Lerwick. South by east 4, 19 miles, 1034, falling slowly. Wick Automatic. Southeast by south 4, 12 miles, 1031, falling. Aberdeen. Southeast 3, 13 miles, 1031, falling. Lucas. East-northeast 4, slight rain, 12 miles, 1029, falling. Boomer. East by south 5, 7 miles, 1028, falling. Bridlington. East 6, 1024, falling. Sand Eddy Light Vessel Automatic. East 6, 5 miles, 1017. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic. 2 miles, 1014. St. Catherine's Point Automatic. Northeast 4, 1014, falling slowly. Jersey. East-northeast 2, 8 miles, 1012, falling slowly. Channel light vessel automatic. Northeast by north, 6, 1 mile, 1014. Scilly automatic. Northeast by north, 4, slight rain, 14 miles, 1018, falling slowly. Milford Haven. Northeast, 3, 12 miles, 1020, falling. Aberporth. Northeast, 5, 16 miles, 1020, falling. Valley. Northeast by east, 4, slight rain, 16 miles, 1023, falling slowly. Liverpool Crosby. East northeast, 4, recent rain, 8 miles, 1023, falling. Valencia. East, 4, 27 miles, 1022, falling. Ronald's Way. Northeast by east, 6, 14 miles, 1025, falling. Malin Head. Southeast, 4, 13 miles, 1026, falling. And Macrahanish Automatic. East, 4, 24 miles, 1027, falling more slowly. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300. The general situation. A ridge of high pressure maintains northern waters, while a low over western France will move northwards, bringing rain and showers to southern and eastern English waters. The low will become slow-moving over the English Channel tomorrow, then dissipating into Sunday. However, this will send rain and showers spreading across most areas, although the western coasts of Scotland will remain fair. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. South, southeast 4 to 6, occasionally 3 in Murray Firth, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Fair, then showers, perhaps wintry later. Good, occasionally moderate. Rattray Head to Berwick upon Tweed. East, southeast 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, backing east, northeast 3 to 5 later. Fair, then showers, perhaps wintry. Good, occasionally moderate. Berwick upon Tweed to Whitby. East 4 to 6, backing northeast 3 to 5 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. East or northeast 6 or 7, decreasing 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, then rain later. Good, occasionally moderate at first and poor later. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Easterly 5 to 7, decreasing 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Rain or showers, becoming fair later. Good, occasionally poor until later. Northumberland to Selsey-Bill. Easterly or northeasterly 4 to 6, veering southerly or southeasterly 3 or 4. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Selsey-Bill to Lyme Regis. Northeast 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 2 to 4 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Northeast 4 to 6, backing north or northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Northeast 5 or 6, decreasing 2 to 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. East or northeast 4 to 6, decreasing 2 to 4, becoming variable for a time. Showers, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. East or northeast 4 to 6, decreasing 3 to 5 later. Fair, then rain or showers in south. Good, occasionally moderate in south. Isle of Man. East 5 or 6, backing northeast 3 or 4 later, then increasing 4 or 5 later. Mainly fair. Good. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. East or southeast 4 to 6, backing northeast 3 to 5 later. Showers mainly in south. Good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Easterly or northeasterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in west. Fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southeast backing east, northeast later, 3 to 5, mainly fair, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. South, southeast, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, becoming variable 3 or less later, fair, good. And Shetland Isles, south, southeast, 4 to 6, showers later, perhaps wintry, moderate, or good. And that completes the shipping forecast. Well, that's it indeed for another day here on BBC Radio 4. In a few moments, we'll join the World Service for a look ahead to business matters and then the news at 1 a.m. with Fiona MacDonald. In the meantime, on behalf of my colleague, Alan Smith in the newsroom, and myself, Al Ryan, here in Broadcasting House, if you have been, thanks for listening. Have a safe, quiet and peaceful night. Good night. Ihoa.
It's 1 o'clock GMT. This is Andrew Peach with Business Matters from the BBC. Today we're live in New Zealand and Canada. A judge says he'll block the Trump administration's attempt to dismantle USAID with just 4 hours until thousands of staff were due to go on leave.
Our preference would have been to do this in a more orderly fashion from the top down, but we had no cooperation and, in fact, insubordination, and so it required us to work from the bottom up.
The British government demands the right to access encrypted data stored by Apple users.
We've never seen anything like this in a liberal democracy before, and is sadly a sign of things to come given how popular encryption is.
The Canadian Prime Minister says Donald Trump's desire to make Canada a US state is a real thing. And 4 weeks after the LA wildfires, I'll catch up with the owner of a seafood restaurant in Malibu which was destroyed. First, the BBC News.
Hello, this is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. A US judge says he'll order the Trump administration to halt some elements of its attempt to dismantle the US Agency for International Development. The intervention came hours before virtually all USAID staff were due to be placed on administrative leave. Here's Peter Bowes.
The lawsuit argued that President Trump was violating the US Constitution and federal law by attempting to dismantle the agency. The judge's intervention, which is limited in scope, puts on hold the order to place just over 2,000 agency employees on administrative leave. It's unclear where the remaining staff, from a total workforce of about 10,000, stand regarding their jobs. The USAID is the world's biggest aid donor, with much of its budget spent on health programs and disease prevention.
The Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has told business leaders that Donald Trump is serious about wanting to make Canada a US state. The remarks, made after journalists left a meeting in Toronto, were picked up by a microphone that had been left on. James Reid reports.
Donald Trump has repeatedly said the best way for Canada to avoid steep tariffs would be to become the 51st US state. He's even taken to referring to the Prime Minister as Governor Trudeau. Many Canadians thought, or hoped, he was joking. But Justin Trudeau is now taking it seriously. In remarks that weren't meant to be shared with the media, he said the threat to absorb Canada was a real thing, motivated by a desire to get hold of its mineral wealth. Several of his ministers have since made clear that Canada's sovereignty will never be up for negotiation.
Japan's Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba says his country will increase investment in the United States to $1 trillion as the two economic powers rebalance trade relations. Speaking after meeting President Trump in Washington, he said Japanese carmakers